You are listening to Renaissance Voices, a podcast about stories and the people who write them. Let's join Christine and Taylor and see where their guest is today.
Well, welcome to Renaissance Voices. My name is Christine O'Dell, and I am the owner of 8 Owls Publishing. And I have with me today my co-host, Taylor Boyd.
Hi. Good to be back.
I love co-hosting with Taylor because she brings such light to subjects. She's a great conversationalist. She's very knowledgeable. And the subject matter that we're going to talk about today really is her wheelhouse. Taylor loves to champion wholeness for others. So we brought a friend of ours on to the set today. She really is our friend. The three of us are very, very good friends. So you may feel some of that in our conversation. You may hear the laughter and the fellowship that we have. But Natalie Horton is our guest today. Welcome, Natalie.
Hi, y'all. Howdy, howdy. Woo!
Natalie, have you ever written a book?
No.
No, but I will say this about Natalie. Natalie needs to write a book. Natalie is a fountain of wisdom. She's very humble about it, but she always brings something so unique to the table when we are all praying together or discussing God's heart or God's word on a certain subject matter. Natalie just has a way of expressing the truth of what the scripture really is saying in a way that brings freedom and it brings light. And it you walk away with an action piece that's needed when Natalie is in the mix. And so I'm looking forward to some of that today as well. I know that that's going to take place here because what I really want us to do is really kind of just talk out this subject today because I don't have books yet on the subject of wholeness, other than maybe my book a little bit, you know, Mandy's book, I would say, you know, touches on that as well. But I'm looking for more books like that. I'm looking for books of people who have overcome different aspects of things that, you know, might have been the opposite of wholeness in their life, you know, like anxiety. And because anxiety is that feeling that you're being pulled apart, right? And then God, he knows how to put you back together and bring that shalom peace to you, ultimately, which is what wholeness means. And I have some different ideas that I have, even in my own life, that I want to talk about tonight and kind of just flesh them out. But Natalie, when I say that to you, you know, what does wholeness look like in your journey from maybe where you have been to where you are now?
I mean, really, to me, it's just been that journey of giving the Lord my everything, like every part of my life as far as, you know, like the stereotypical things that everyone talks about. But it was really the painful things and the shame aspects and things like that. I didn't realize that I had to surrender. And I really wasn't shown how to do that. I think for the most part in my past, things were hidden very much, very strongly. And so I didn't really know how to do that authentically. But it really just kind of giving the Lord everything and being honest about my process and when I was okay and when I wasn't okay. I think that was the biggest shock, really, was that I had to admit when I wasn't okay.
I love that you said that right off the bat, because I think that's where we all get hung up. If we get hung up on our journey into wholeness, a lot of the times it's right there because we feel like we have to have all the answers, that we have to be in this state of, you know, super Christian or whatever it is so that we can get God to do what we need him to do in the moment. And that's not at all how God met me when he came into my life to save me. He met me at the lowest point in my life in a lot of pain. And he just came right to where I was, and he began to teach me how to walk, how to talk, how to live out of him, how to move out of him. I think maybe we think at some point we're not supposed to meet with him like that anymore.
Right? Yeah.
You know, like he's done with that. He wants us to just get it and move on. And we get in trouble when we think like that.
Yeah.
Yes, we do. We do. We just get this feeling like, oh, you know, how many times is he going to pick me up off the floor? You know, how many times is he going to put me back together? Like, I would be getting sick of me by now. You know, yeah. Why is he not, right? But like I said, wholeness is a journey. Wholeness isn't this like definitive place that we just become as Christians and then just get to live out the rest of our days there. You know, like we are continuously working toward wholeness, which we will receive one day, right?
Yeah.
But this side of heaven, it's just that surrendering that you were talking about. And he is so gracious with us, like, and not asking us for more than we can give him in the moment. Mm-hmm. So whenever he meets us there at our lowest point, it's not like he's like, okay, I want it all right now, right? Like he helps you through that point and he gets you a little bit more healed. He gets you, you know, a little bit further in your journey. And then he may bring up some stuff that you haven't surrendered to him or that you haven't really processed. And then you get to walk through that. And it's just a whole nother level of learning and of growing into this wholeness. So like in your journey of, you know, overcoming anxiety, where do you feel like the Lord has really like met you and like brought you in through layers? Like, was it like a stair step process or was it just like all at once?
You know, listen, I would have loved it being all at once. Uh-huh. I would absolutely have loved that, but it definitely wasn't. For me, it had to be gradual because if it would have been one lump thing, I'm not sure I would have learned how to consistently surrender to the Lord. I had to always keep reassessing because anxiety might have shown itself in one area, but then it showed itself up in another area, like later on. And I was one of those people that I really didn't think I dealt with anxiety, honestly. And I didn't recognize it really. And something about me is I kind of jump in both feet. That's just me. I just kind of jump in with both feet. And so it's like all or nothing kind of thing. And so I didn't really recognize what patterns were anxiety and what weren't until, you know, a few years ago when everything just kind of hit and I was like, what is going on? And, but yeah, for me, I had to learn to continuously give whatever was bothering me or whatever was triggering me to the Lord. And so it's a pattern that I have now. Well, it's something I'm aware of now. So I'm able to keep him in my life and keep reassessing those things.
Right.
So it's a journey for sure. Definitely not at the end. I'm getting to the point now where I think I'm able to help other people and I'm able to recognize other things and encourage other people when I see it.
That's beautiful. Because, you know, we comfort with the comfort we've been given, right? That's the scriptures. Like the goal is not for us to have all the answers. The goal is to have learned those wisdom nuggets that where Jesus has met us in those places that just seemed so dark. How are we going to get out of this? How are we going to get over this? Am I going to be like this the rest of my life? And yet he came and he taught us how to really give that over to him, just like you said, and he healed us. You know, Jesus does heal us. 100% does he heal us. But some healing happens instantaneously and other healing happens over time and is a lifelong journey. I loved how you said you didn't recognize anxiety when you were younger, and it was not until you were forced to really see it for what it was.
Yeah.
I can say that's been true for me as well. Mm-hmm. And I think we have these coping mechanisms when we're younger, and we just say, well, I'm good under pressure. Right? That was something I could always say. Well, I'm really good under pressure.
That's that both feet thing.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
Yep.
And then as I got older and realized my body was breaking down because of the way I put myself under so much pressure, right? Or the mindset that I realized was just wearing me down because I was processing you know, so quickly all the stuff that I would say I'm so good at under pressure. It's almost like Holy Spirit was kind of pulling the cover back and going, okay, you have painted it a certain way, but this is what it really is.
Yeah.
And now I would really like to help you find some freedom here, if you will let me.
Gotta open that door right there.
True. You know, if you'll begin to see what it is not you being good under pressure. What it is you not knowing how to give it to me.
Yes.
That's the truth right there.
The control factor in that. I feel like so much of anxiety is being afraid to lose that control.
Right.
And so I feel like that's why it's such a growth process with the Lord is because he just wants a little bit more, and he just wants a little bit more. He doesn't ask you to hand it all over to him, because I don't know if any of us both feet kind of people could handle that. That kind of okay, here, you can have all the control over everything. And it's scary. It's a scary thought, which is anxiety inducing, right? In itself, and that's not his purpose here.
No. His purpose really is to give us solid ground to stand on, mm-hmm. and to know how to walk with him in such a manner that he is our strength.
Yes.
You know, that's the goal. He is our strength. It's not us having to muster up the strength within ourselves, but really learning to walk with him fully and surrender to him, allowing him to be what is needed in the moment. And I think that that's why it is such a lifelong journey, because here's the beautiful thing about a relationship with the Lord. He doesn't force himself, right? It's a true relationship. He wants us to partner with him. He wants us to take his hand, let him lead us into the beautiful life that he's created us for, the abundance that he's created us for. But he's going to give us the choice, and that choice happens every day.
Yeah. I'd have to, one of the things that y'all were kind of touching on a little bit earlier, and we were talking about characteristics and surrendering. One of the things that really was crucial to me was I had this viewpoint of what trust was, and I was putting what the world said trust was, on the Lord. I was putting those characteristics and that level of trust or that level of acceptance on the Lord, which made me want to control a lot more of myself and what I projected to the Lord, right?
Yes.
And it wasn't until the Lord, kind of wiped that away, through our church. Our church at Freedom was really crucial in me getting a wake-up call that I was doing that. And it kind of wiped that away to where I could just kind of share it all with the Lord. And I wasn't putting human characteristics on the Lord. I was just having to trust him that his level of acceptance and his level of love was a whole lot more than I was aware of. And I had to trust that it was way more than I even knew. So it really just kind of unlocked things in me to where I could trust the Lord with the big things like anxiety and those other subjects, but pretty much that's one of the big ones.
Right. I love how you said you didn't want to project yourself into the situation. And I want to touch on that because the Holy Spirit kept saying to me, this just really happened probably about a year ago.
Oh.
He began to say to me, Christine, you're disassociated from yourself. And the first time I heard that, I was like, I don't know what that means, Lord. You know, what does that even mean? And it really threw me. And so I just began to pray about it. I didn't understand the concept of disassociation in your personality. But the more that I have allowed Holy Spirit to really shine light on that aspect, I've understood it. I've had to walk through some really difficult things for a long time. And they're the kinds of things that I knew I needed to walk in authority over. And I knew that God was using them to grow me. But I think a lot of my religious practices, a lot of the things that I had learned to do, I was shoving down the reality of my emotions, of what was really happening in it all, trying to just be strong. Mm-hmm. And then in that, I really was growing spiritually. So it was almost like what was taking place was a severing between my the spiritual aspect of who I was and my real emotions about the subject. Mm-hmm. And I was doing exactly what you just said. I was just projecting this strength out there and like that's what the Lord required of me. And in the process of it all, that's when he began to kind of tap me on the heart and say, Christine, I want the whole person. I'm not looking at you learning how to do this in such a way that you really lose yourself and you leave yourself behind. I want the whole person. Well, when that really began to, you know, I began to understand it, and I really began to pray and ask God, okay, then bring it all back to life. You know, bring that sense of wholeness back into me, because here's one of the things that we learned at Freedom. We learned about our particular prophetic personality, right? Well, I am a prophetic thinker, but I'm also a prophetic feeler.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of not good. If you're a prophetic feeler and that's how you experience God and you feel the heart of God through your emotions and you're disassociated from your emotions, yeah. Right? That's not serving the Lord at all. This idea of wholeness kind of was just, you know, it just kind of exploded into a whole new mindset with me when he started dealing with me like that. But I can say that it has allowed me to walk in a new level of freedom. Mm-hmm. You know, just like you said, that I don't have to be perfect. I don't have to walk in this religious, you know, religiosity that just says, okay, I've got all the answers here. It has allowed for gifts that maybe have kind of been quieted for years to find a place again, because what's happening is an integration of who I really am, and it's coming back into play in a way that is very freeing at this time in my life. And I'm very excited about it now. As confused as I was when the Lord started using that word with me, I'm very thankful that that's the process he takes us through.
Yeah, I think a lot of us as Christians, and like growing up in church, or even if you didn't, we still are so disassociated with things like anxiety or depression, because we're not supposed to feel those things, right? Like we're not supposed to have anxiety because we have the Holy Spirit.
Like
we have Jesus, so we're supposed to have joy. We're supposed to have peace. We're supposed to have all of these things. So if we feel things that don't line up with that, we're like, oh, well, that, like, I can't identify with that, right? But just pushing it away and not identifying it and not letting the Lord work on you through it, really. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like you said, surrendering all of that to him, there is no room for growth. So I think so many of us in the church, we stay stagnant under that religion, because we don't even know that anxiety is what we're dealing with, or depression is what we're dealing with, because we are so disassociated with the way that we are supposed to feel versus what's really going on inside of us.
I think there's like a, I mean, like what you're talking about as far as like the word, when, like, growing up, people were very quick and always very quick to say, like, you know, just pray about it, you'll be fine, you know? And so that just kind of unintentionally gave me this idea that I had to be strong all the time, because I was open to somebody and I didn't get help, you know? So I was just, you just pray about it, you're going to be okay. And that didn't help.
Right, yeah.
So, and it's also not a method, really, that can be duplicated in a healthy way, okay? So, like, when you have scriptures that are talking to you about bring that thought into captivity, right? But if I don't know what thoughts I'm dealing with, if I don't know what things I'm dealing with, like, and I'm not being honest about that process, then how am I able to bring that into captivity and partner with the Lord on it, you know? And that vein of thought can be duplicated, okay, like in a healthy way. And that's what the enemy is afraid of, you know, because if we can get the body of Christ to be honest about where they're at and what they're feeling, and they being around people who are healthy too, you know, who have gone through the process and can show them how to do it, then it's able to be duplicated. And then you really have like a mighty army, because it's not just people who are just saying yes, all right, and just yes men. It's people who are able to think and people who are able to partner with the Lord. And it's really just changing the fight of how people of God fight, you know. And I'm excited really for it, because like with our group and all the things that we've been through, I really think it's like on the cusp of changing everything, because I never heard the way that we talk. I never heard the language and how we're talking through things and how we're trying to be supportive, and but being honest and vulnerable. Like, that's so, so different and so new, but I'm here for it for sure. So,
I just love how you put things, Natalie, because you really do bring a lot of clarity to the conversation. Jesus is all about our healing. He is all about bringing us to that place of wholeness, that place of internal rest, mm-hmm. where sin has pulled us apart, all of us. We're born into it. We all have to deal with it, however it shows itself, right, within us. Or maybe we've just walked through a lot of difficult things because of other people's sin, you know? I mean, but sin is, it touches us, mm-hmm. all of us. And Jesus has come to set us free. Real, true freedom. That's what he wants for each and every one of us. Real, true freedom. But just like you said, there is a process to it. We have to be able, in our prayer time with the Lord, to say, this is the reality of where I'm at. And know that. And know that he has an answer and a solution for it. No, we have to know and trust, just like you said, that I have to trust that he loves me with a love that is beyond anything that I can fathom. Because when I know those things and I know he has the answers and I know he has the solution, then I can entrust myself to him in such a way that real freedom can take place in my life. And I know that's been the story of my life. And I don't ever want to stop that process, because to me, that gives God the full glory of what it is he came to the earth to do, right? And he came to set us free. He came to give us abundant life, but that abundant life is only found in him. It's not found in our ability to do all the stuff. It's found in him. Well, being in him means that there's a transformation taking place on the inside of me. Mm-hmm. And being in him means I learn to move out of his heart, and I learn to move out of truth and his ways. And that means there's an undoing in me that has to take place. Mm-hmm. So all of these things that we're talking about, whether it be, you know, just that sense of being disassociated from your emotions or feeling the full effects of anxiety or whatever it may be, the healing for them are found in Jesus. But we have to come before him and just say, it's me.
Yeah.
It's me. Mm-hmm. This is the reality of where I'm at, Lord, and I give it all to you. And I know that you have a solution, and I'm willing to surrender no matter what that looks like to you, because I can trust you, because in him is no darkness at all. I always love to say that about the Lord. In God, there is no darkness at all, mm-hmm. at all. We don't even know what that means, because the best person that I can think of in my mind, they have a little bit of darkness there, right? They have their own darkness they're overcoming, but not so with God. He is that trustworthy. Yeah. There is no darkness in him.
Yeah. And I just wanted to like add on to that, to piggyback, since I am all about wholeness.
Yeah. And yes, wellness, you
are. Is the fact that whenever we do go to the Lord and we present our honest emotions and we present all this stuff to him, and we're like, you can have all of this, it needs to be all of that. It's not always just spiritual things. Sometimes it can be very physical things that are damaging our health and actually perpetuating our feelings of anxiety, or anything that you're feeling, really, if it's depression or whatever. But, you know, on this topic of anxiety, that there's certain foods, certain drinks, certain activities that we partake in, like staying up too late to watch another show or scrolling Facebook. There's so many things that are counterfeit of what the Lord created that are stealing our joy and like going straight after our health and causing a lot of that anxiety in us. And so whenever you go to the Lord and you say, I surrender it all, sometimes that means your cheeseburger or your Dr. Pepper.
Right.
Or your favorite TV show.
We're going there.
I was like, it's coming.
I was like, I was about to be real transparent, but I was like, maybe not. I don't, for those listening, I don't have a cup anywhere on this table. I'm just saying.
No, I'm not calling anybody out.
No, but I really am challenged by that because I was talking to the Lord. Actually, I was really just listening to the Lord. He was just kind of talking to me. And I was really praying about, like, today and, like, being on the podcast and everything. And I was like, Lord, I really need some sort of phrase to kind of tie in what you've done in my life, you know, because he's done so much. But I knew that we were going to be emphasizing more on anxiety and stuff. So I was like, Lord, what is that? What is that? And he just kind of, like, gave me this thought, like, out of nowhere. And he was like, if you compartmentalize your surrender, then you compartmentalize your breakthrough.
Wow. Ooh. Yeah.
And so that is perfect because that's what he did in me, really. I mean, who I am now and who I was like five years ago is completely different because I had to surrender everything.
Yeah.
I had to give him all, like my identity, who I thought I was. Where I was going, where I was living. I mean, everything changed so quickly, and I had to give it all to him. And that was the beginning of my journey. I mean, I'd been on a journey before, but that was like the Lord was, hey, you can't do this no more. Like, we're changing, you know? And I'm so grateful for that because when everything hit the fan, so to speak, you know, a few years ago, that had already set the stage and prepared me because I had history with the Lord in that way. It was easier for me to believe him. It was easier for me to get through because I'd already done it before. And it's not at, and I'm not minimizing, it's very hard to do that because it just is.
It's
hard to do that. I mean, you build your life and you are trying to do things in your own way and as much as you can, and you just kind of get to this point where, well, I've done a real great job up to this point. And I thought I had the Lord. I thought I had him in my everyday life, but I didn't, you know? And so I had to just so I just want to say that, like if you compartmentalize your surrender, then you are compartmentalizing your breakthrough.
Good. Mm-hmm.
So
that's good. That's good.
But then that goes back to like the Dr. Pepper and the cheeseburgers. Like if you won't surrender the Dr. Pepper, that's all I'm saying.
I can agree with Taylor 100%. I can't say I always live like that, but I have had seasons in my life in order for me to overcome the health issues that I had that were really just taking the life from me, you know, I had to radically change my whole lifestyle. And in that, not only did it like take migraines away and things like that, but I was allowing my body to rest because your body wants to heal. You know, that's how the Lord made us.
It's created.
Your body
to.
Wants to heal. But when we keep adding all the stresses and all the life choices that break your body down, it, you know, you're just working against your own healing. And so I, you know, that's a hard one for this American culture that we live in, but I do know the merit of what you're saying, Taylor.
Yeah,
it's not easy. I mean, especially since a lot of that stuff is created to be addictive and created to keep us in that cycle, right? But the Lord, like we've said, he works with you where you are.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to ask for you to surrender where you are, right? Like, yeah. He's not going to ask you for everything all at one time. So mm-hmm. it is this, like, leveling process, you know, that he just takes you through one step at a time. And I realize that some people may not be ready to, you know, surrender. Change their whole entire lifestyle. But I do believe that what you crave, you know, what you desire is what you worship. And so whenever you feel stressed out, whenever you feel anxious for something, whatever that thing is that you run to,
yeah.
is ultimately what you will in turn worship. And so it's important that the fear comes is the fear of the Lord and not the fear of anything else. Because whenever you fear the Lord, whenever you start feeling those anxious feelings, you will crave the things of God
mm-hmm.
versus craving the things of this world that just send you back into that anxious cycle and bring shame and condemnation and all of those other things along with it.
You know, this has been a great conversation. It's just been a really honest, open conversation. And I just want to say this to anybody that is really struggling, maybe with anxiety, maybe other things that you know do not foster a sense of wholeness in your life. I want you to know that that really is the heart of Jesus for you. Now, everybody at this table will say that all of us have had our own surrender with the Lord, and we're still surrendering things with the, you know, to the Lord and finding healing in a myriad of ways. There are also times you just need counseling. There are times that you need some other things, and there are answers that out there for you that I think a lot of the times Christians don't look to because we're told just to have faith and just be strong. But faith is one of those things that is solution seeking, right? Mm-hmm. You know, I can have faith in the Lord that he's going to heal me, and I can also know that I need to talk to somebody and I need to have the right professional help in the midst of things. Mm-hmm. That's not a lack of faith mm-hmm. to know that you need help beyond where you are.
One of the things that when I was in Bible school in Oklahoma, we went through this course where it talked about what faith was not. And one of the things that has always stuck with me is that faith is not denial. So, like, refusing to go to the doctor or refusing to go to the specialist or someone that is in that field and knows, if the only reason you're not going is because you're afraid, that's not good enough.
That's,
you know,
not faith.
That's not faith. That's not the Lord. Because the Lord will be with you through the whole thing. Mm-hmm. He'll be with you through the whole process. And if you're afraid to not go to the specialist, and that's the enemy keeping you from getting answers or keeping you from getting, because the Lord, he made doctors. Like, right. he gave the world doctors and specialists and all these things for the people who don't know him.
You know that the book of Luke mm-hmm. wrote the book of Acts, yeah. right? Luke wrote the book of Acts. The book of Acts is all about the works of the Spirit. Well, Luke was a doctor.
Yes, right. He yeah. was.
He was yeah. a doctor.
He was. And so I'm just like, I mean, that phrase just is with me. You know, when I was going through some things and I had to go to the doctor, I did not want to go. And it was either fear or it was poverty, one of the two things yeah. that were like keeping me and preventing me from going to doctors. And I'm just talking about checkups. I'm not talking about, there like was one situation, but there were just these things that were preventing me from going to the doctor. And I was like, what is that? And then I just remember, wait a minute. That's not faith. That's yeah. not faith. That's not the Lord. And right. so I was just like, okay, Lord, me and you are going to this doctor's appointment. And I'm just believing that you're going to sift out the things that I need to know and what I don't need to know, and it'll put me in the right place at the right time with the right doctors. That's partnership, and that's surrendering.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, that's a situation that anxiety has a door. But it's all about your approach and how you live your life with the Lord. Mm-hmm. it's intentional is it's what intentional. It is.
That's the right word. It's intentional. Mm-hmm. Well, ladies, I have really thoroughly enjoyed just talking this out. I know that this is our heart because we talk about this quite often. I love the fact that God also puts you in a community. You know, he puts the lonely in families is what the scripture says. Mm-hmm. And so much of our suffering makes us feel very alone. And yet here we are, three ladies, you know, I'm in different walks of life and have gone through so much of the same things, and we're able to encourage one another and really be prayer partners for one another when we need it. And that's the beautiful thing about the body of Christ. I am hopeful that more books will be written, you know, by freedom people or other people who say, hey, I have a testimony about how Jesus really met me and helped me overcome anxiety, or he really helped me overcome eating disorders, or he helped me overcome anger issues that were controlling my life. I am looking for those kinds of books at 8L's Publishing because they're real. They're the real thing. That's why we're following the Lord, right? We're following him because of who he is. But in the process of worshiping who he is, that's what he's working in us. He's changing us, transforming us, and making us whole. And if we can't be honest about that those things, I don't know exactly what it is we're doing, to be honest with you, you know? So I appreciate this conversation today. It's just kind of the tip of the iceberg of a big conversation that needs to take place. But I hope that it lands well with those that listen. If it does, and you know that you're one that needs some help, that you're one that is saying, I have fought this battle with anxiety or fear or anger or whatever it is, for too long, and I'm needing Jesus to do something, please reach out to us. We want to pray with you. We want to help get you connected to where you need to be connected. We really are here. Everything we do at 8L's Publishing, everything Taylor does at Tailored Brands really is ministry. It really is to advance the kingdom. And that's why we do this podcast, because we want to talk about those things. Reach out to us. And then if you are one that has a story, but you don't even know how to begin the whole writing process, reach out to us as well. You can contact me through 8L's Publishing on my website, and we can get you started in that as well.
You have been listening to Renaissance Voices. To listen to more interviews by your favorite authors at 8L's Publishing, be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast app. You may also follow us on social media. Links are found in the show notes.